What is up, fellow benchwarmers? Welcome to your daily fantasy quickie. What's up, guys? Another day, another fantasy quickie for you guys, and another day of big news. Lots of news today. Major ones, not the boring ones. Of course, I'm your host, JJT, with Kumish. Kumish?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Lots of injury news. Maybe yeah. We can, you know, obviously, we can start off with the biggest one, CJ McCollum. No timetable collapsed, right lung. I'm not sure what that means. I think, based from what I've read, I did some commish style researching, and it could be the cause of this could be a lot of things. So I think at this point it's still not clear, I guess, the extent of the injury.
I guess the cause was the bruise in the ribs, when he was hit in the ribs. It's a very common injury when you get hit in the ribs, whatever the reason for the hit. The air, I think, is leaking out or something of the lungs. So, based on our research, it's not really too long before he can recover, maybe 2 weeks. But getting back to active lifestyle is another thing. I mean, if you just want to recover and go back to your normal life, maybe 2 weeks. But if you want to go back to exercise, it will be longer. And of course, if you want to go back to playing in an NBA game,
that's it's even longer, obviously. Longer.
So, yeah. So it's December. Was December 8th? So I would assume we'll not see him anymore this year. Probably
for sure.
January.
I mean, this year definitely not a possibility. And I don't know what's the worst case here, but I'm really thinking about, you know, maybe after the All-Star being the worst case.
I don't know, we're not doctors, but I hope it will not be that long, because the All-Star is around February. That's gonna be 2 months or more, 2 months. So I don't think it's that long, probably a month and change. Hopefully it's like that. Just wish. And it's kind of really ironic, given all the trade talks, that this will happen right now and that would stop all the trade. I mean, you can't write this in a script, right? It's really something else.
It looks like it's not really a season ending thing. At least there's that.
Yes.
And it's just unfortunate that, you know, given the injury as well to Dame, CJ would have had a lot of opportunities to produce fantasy-wise. Now they're really down to Dennis Smith Jr. Time decision. So
yeah, I saw you add him in one of our leagues, and that's a good add. I was going to add him already, but I wanted to wait till the 4 p.m. deadline, and I guess I was too late. I did not.
Me add, too. I had some, you know, leagues wherein I was eyeing him. I think the Champions League was one of the leagues that he was.
I got him in the Champions League. I got him in our Invitationals League. The only league I wasn't able to get him was in our league, in the Wendy's League, because JJT got him. I was really going to pick him up already. I had someone to drop anyways, but I don't know why I decided against it. I said I'll wait till 4 p.m. But
I actually am not sure whether I made a good drop, because I dropped Nasir Little, who would most likely also have increased role.
Okay, then I'll pick up Nasir Little.
I think I did drop Nasir Little for Anthony Simons, thinking, you know, Simons has been good offensively. It's just that the injury hasn't been as good. And Little, on the other hand, would, you know, if you need the threes and the points, maybe you'll go for Simons. If you need the other stuff, you'll go for Little, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah, but this is getting to tanking territory for Portland in a few more weeks if Dame doesn't return. If Dame returns, I think they'll be respectable. But if Dame doesn't return, it's gonna be scary for all of us who own Portland
Dame
players.
For one,
Dame, CJ, Nurkic.
Maybe just those big three. I think, you know, Norm could still play. They're not star enough. They're not stars enough to, you know, really stop playing. But yeah, maybe some rest here and there for players like Norm Powell.
I do predict the trade will happen. I just don't know when. Given the CJ situation, and there's updated, of course, Shams made an article, so Woj had to make his own article and made a lot of statements about Dame there, that Dame wanted to be extended for the maximum for 2 more years. That would be $50-something million. And also, he did mention that that none of the GMs who might take over want to give it to Dame. So they want to trade Dame, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a matter of the ownership signing off on a Dame trade. That could happen. On the other hand, Neil O'Shea is the guy who is basically CJ McCollum's biggest fan in the management of Portland. He's the one who discovered CJ, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who has been turning down offers for CJ and doesn't want to trade CJ. So now he's out. So both sides, you know, could be Dame, could be CJ. So let's see.
But lots of, you know, fantasy-wise, there, you know, I think this is good fantasy-wise in the sense that if you don't own CJ or Dame, you'll probably have some opportunities to pick up these players, Simons, Little maybe, or maybe additional usage for players like Norm and Nurkic, right? I mean, these are opportunities that you can, you know, take advantage of without Dame.
And Rocco Covington.
Yeah, Robert Covington. So we'll see what happens there. TJ McConnell probably out for the season. And yeah, good thing. I was just thinking of stashing him because yesterday, that was before the news. And good thing I did not pick him up. But the bigger news in Indiana is that there seems to be plans to rebuild the team.
Yeah.
And
that's weird, though. I mean, Rick Carlisle was just hired. And they want to go to a rebuild, which is not really his. I mean, he's a champion coach.
You know, the rebuild may not necessarily mean that they're going to tank, get picks, right? They have assets. They have players who you can trade.
Yeah.
You know, they have good players who you can trade.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you know, Sabonis. You have Miles Turner. These are not expiring contract, and even if they were expiring contracts, which is better because they are good players, they're not just expiring contracts that you want to get rid of, right? They are a good player, so they can, you know, other teams will be most likely want them, and they have Brogdon as well. So I think, you know, maybe they want to just restructure the team in such a way that it helps the system of Ricardo.
Brogdon is the only one who's safe, because he can't be traded for 6 months. So basically for this season, he's safe in Indiana in that sense. Unless they really rebuild in the rebuilding sense, and then they will tank and address him. That's another thing altogether. But for the trades, he's the one who's safe. The only reason why he was not probably included there because he was not eligible to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who gets traded? Sabonis would probably be a player that they would want to trade because Carlisle does not seem to, you know, like him. But the guy that's the most popular is Miles Turner. He's the guy whose contract is very reasonable. I think $17 or $18 million a year only for one more year after this. So not really a bad contract, and he's a center who can block and take threes. And easily, Charlotte has always been knocking on the door of Indiana for Miles Turner. So that can be an easy trade if they want it.
Yeah,
and PJ
that
Washington.
That would
and,
also be an in, very interesting trade from
yes,
the fantasy standpoint.
Yes.
And what turns, because Charlotte has a lot of very good fantasy players. Mm-hmm. You could say, you know, they probably have a starting five, right? Everyone in their starting five are very good fantasy players and rosterable. And even their six man could be rosterable if you extend it to maybe a Cody Martin, right?
And so, Oubre.
Oubre,
PJ Washington.
So they're,
yeah,
they're like seven deep. And potentially, those seven could, you know, get into top 100. And that's huge already for as a team, right?
Mm.
So yes, that would be very interesting to see what's the impact there and who they get, who they trade.
In case. Yes, in case. Yes.
Yeah, but we, again, we still have to wait and see how this turns out because, you know, rumors like this, we're, you know, trading is not as easy as it looks, or it's easier said than done.
That's what I've been telling. A lot of people are messaging about their excitement about trades and all those stuff. I did say that, you know, yeah, December 15, a lot of people will be eligible, but I doubt anything will happen this year. I doubt anything will happen in January. The trade deadline is February 10. So yeah, maybe and later on in January, late January, early February would be the time that we could see trades. And but Chris Duarte, I said, in this situation is a good ad because you're stashing him for possible trades. But he's also been playing better and TJ McConnell is out already for the season. So he's probably gonna start the rest of the way, and they don't have any backup point guards anyway. So he's the only guy there that's probably worth stashing now and adding now. Duarte.
So yeah, well, I'm happy I kept my Duarte's despite a stretch where I nearly dropped him in some 14 team and even some 12 team leagues. No, 12 team, you know, understandable if at one point you dropped him, but I nearly dropped him in one of the 12 team leagues. But yeah, it's a wait and see game. Also a wait and see game is OG Anunoby. So looks like this year, 2021, won't be a possibility now for OG.
Yeah.
There was just a trade that, you know, that went through in one of the leagues. It's OG for Tyrese Halliburton.
Halliburton, wow.
And,
wow.
You know, so that was after the news of OG, you know, going to miss more time.
Really? That was after?
I think that was, if that was executed, that was submitted last Monday and was approved, I think, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but they did the trade without knowing that OG is out for the foreseeable future because you only knew it last night.
Yeah.
So they
didn't
trade
before. They didn't know that. And the trade was approved yesterday.
Yesterday
afternoon. So that was big news. Initially, it would seem like, you know, the OG guy won that, the one getting OG won that. But now it's looking like he still needs to wait a few more weeks.
We reported the setback, supposedly, that OG suffered from his injury. But I didn't expect it to be that long or this long already. It's just a hip pointer. But it's, again, foreseeable future is kind of vague also. It came from the coach. It didn't come from the team. It's the team or any, you know, formal statement. So it could be 2 weeks, you know, foreseeable future. It could be 2 weeks. Could be, you know, could
it's
be
very
one
vague that we don't know,
it's
but,
vague. It's
but
vague.
It's looking like, it's looking like it's, you know, not, he's going to be out at least another week or so.
A week is already the best case scenario, I think.
Yeah.
You won't say foreseeable future if it's just, one,
you know,
4 days, 3 days.
I think just
so,
keep your expectations that he won't play anymore this year. I mean, this 2021.
Oh, man. don't.
That's just
don't,
3 weeks. I mean, I'm expecting. I have OG. I have lots of OG.
Yeah.
And in some OG teams, I have lots more injured. I have LaMelo. I have, you know, DeMar out. So, you know, in the others, I also have Bam. So, really injured, stricken teams. But, you know, I'm just, you know, lowering my expectations on OG. At this
point. Agree. I guess OG has that effect. I also have OG in an injury-stricken team with Jalen and Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
So, it's tough. We only have two ILs. At least we have two. So, Jalen is just, you know, floating in my active roster. Hopefully. He's another guy who's missed.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you know, it seems like in our quickies, OG has been linked to Jalen and Jalen has been linked to OG because of the frustration of managers on how long they've been out. And there's really no clear-cut timetable, right? One of the frustrations, I guess, of managers is that no clear-cut timetable. You don't know how to move on. You don't know if you're gonna what type of trade value he'd have, right? How you're gonna trade him because there's no timetable, right? You can go as low as your 8th round pick to as high as your maybe 4th or 5th round pick, right? For a player like OG.
But, yeah, and Jalen, you know, also.
Yeah, and Jalen. So just, you know, annoying if there's really nothing clear cut. Yeah,
a trade that was asked to me by Joseph Crisostomo was Mike Conley and I forgot who for Jalen and Malik Monk. I forgot who the other guy with Mike Conley is, but wasn't that high end also. So I still chose Jalen in that situation. I said, just have to bite the bullet a little bit. Mike Conley also has a lot of risks involved. Again, I'm not trading risk for risk just because Mike Conley is healthy now and Jalen is not healthy now. Doesn't mean that when I get Jalen, when I get Conley, Conley will still be healthy. And Jalen will, I mean, it could easily flip. So I'll try to hold on a little bit. According to the reports, he was already working out. They are just being cautious, supposedly.
Yeah.
Hopefully they be cautious one last time. I mean, if it takes the whole week this week for him to be out, it's okay. As long as he gets back to his normal 100% self. It's hard if he plays tomorrow.
And then re-injures it.
Yes, yes. That's like Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, go rest it out, you know.
That's another player who's going to be annoying.
We talked about him yesterday. Put your salong pass in your bottom ass.
Yeah.
And rest it out.
Yeah. And well, at least that's the silver lining on this Jalen injury. He's still, you know, he's not out for weeks. He's still game time decision. So there's still chance that he plays a few more games, hopefully for good. Yeah. Another player who's out and could miss more time, is going to miss more time, is Bogdan Bogdanovic. Another frustrating player. This year.
Would you drop him?
I have him in our dynasty league, and that's going to be it's just hard to drop him because I couldn't find anyone to pick up.
So you only have one share.
I have another one, but it's a 12 team and I just have him stashed there in IL.
Okay.
Plus it's a 12 team and so far I'm doing okay there. I think I have a couple, I think. Yeah.
I have him in a 16 team where I have CJ and also I have Alex Caruso. So,
yeah, I have Alex Caruso in the dynasty. I have Bam in the dynasty.
Yeah.
I also have another player who's injured. I just couldn't remember who. Yeah, but
I'm leaning towards dropping him. I'm dropping him. He'll be out 2 to 3 weeks or even more, probably going to January. The skill set, the stat set of Bogdan, if he's hot, is okay, but not irreplaceable, I think. So even in a 16 team, I'll just try to find someone to... I might add Danny Green for him. You might laugh at Danny Green, but In 16 team, I think he's okay. He's okay. So that's an example of what I'll be doing with Bogdan at this point. I'm okay with dropping him if you're really injury stricken right now.
Yeah.
There's a BAM update, by the way, for you. He just had surgery and he'll be out for 4 to 6 weeks from now. So
I think that was the initial
But the initial was from the time he got injured. But now it's you start counting now. So
it's a dynasty league. I probably wouldn't drop BAM.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
The problem is I also have Kawhi there. And
So it looks like I'll face you next week. I hope.
It looks like I'm gonna drop Bogdan there.
Yeah. I believe you have to.
I checked the rosters, the players in the FA list, and you know, there are some players there I could add. The challenge there is that we don't have IL, so that's you might be wondering why I just don't stash players because we don't have it. We don't have an IL slot, and then we only have 3 moves per week, so it's not as easy to stream as well. Yes. So
I'll just add one thing about replacement players. Let's say Dennis Smith Jr. or Fernie Simons, Dwayne Dedmon. I just say this because of Dwayne Dedmon. He was good in his first game, and then he was traded left and right by people who picked him up, and people fell for it. And I would just tell you that if you did not get the hot ad, don't get them through trades because you'll end up regretting it. These people are usually in the FAs for a reason, right? And Dedmon is good. It's okay. It's decent. But he's not going to be, you know, consistent. He's not going to be...
Actually, among the replacements, he's one of the more decent ones.
Yes.
If you look at it.
Yes.
Dennis Smith is okay, but, you know, but still, again...
Don't get them through trades. That's just my advice. I mean, unless it's really
right, there was a trade that I asked you about. It was Mo Bamba for the 3 players, Harrell,
with Dedmon included.
And Dedmon. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's
no, but that's it's. Insane. I think if you look at it, Harrell and Kuzma are still, you know, they're not how do you call this? They're still rosterable. They're still significant. They still have significant value. Of course, they're not as good as Bamba. Although Bamba has been struggling lately.
Kuzma is 130-something. I mean, Dedmon is best case scenario probably is 130-something. Harrell right now, we're probably not even 100. So, I mean, Bamba is top 20. So, that is just a good job for the... guy who's getting
that's a good trade for them. Yes. Not, you know, hard to get it into a lopsided trade because, you know, counting stats wise, they're still probably match, right? I mean,
okay.
Would you veto that trade?
Yes, I'll veto that trade. I mean, I'll just not necessarily veto it, but when we're talking privately, I'll veto that trade. But of course, I'll not veto it right away. I mean, they have their reasons, so whatever, let them pass. But I will just not do that trade. I'll treat Bamba. Depends on how you treat Bamba. I just treat Bamba as a top 30 guy this year. So it's just like, okay, it's because it's Bamba, somebody you picked in the late 100. But it's similar to just getting those 3 for Sabonis, maybe. I mean, it's almost the same. The ranks are almost the same.
Yeah.
It's just the name value of Sabonis, right?
Yeah, well... we'll see. I mean, as the commissioner, it's hard to veto trades like that in the sense that, you know, they have their own reasons. It's not, you know, the other manager used the quantity side aspect of it in terms of counting stats. You know, at least the quantity is still
and it's
there.
Roto, right?
It's Roto, yeah.
It's Roto. So that makes it different, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking for something. I don't know.
Well, the other manager has been trading his Mo Bamba ever since. So,
why?
Well, because why? He has enough blocks there. But
okay.
Anyway, and you know he was struggling. His team was actually struggling. So I think that he wanted a little shake up. All right, let's talk about some buy players. So we talked about the injured ones. The buy players aren't really the replacement players, but more of some of these players we talked about already. Dorian Finney-Smith, It's one been hero, it's been hot. Mm. And yeah, I mean, for a guy like this, it's going to be up and down as well for throughout the season. I think this is a stretch. Early in the season, he was not as good. Time of the season, he's so far okay, so far good. And this is peak Dorian Finney-Smith, I would
say. Yeah, you could say that. But if there's only 38%, if you have any Dorian Finney-Smith remaining, I have
a lot of Dorian Finney-Smith. I love Dorian.
They have an okay schedule this week. So he should be added. For this week, at least over Gallinari, maybe. Yeah. I'd prefer him over Gallinari. Well, I prefer him right now over Matisse Thybulle.
Yeah.
Over Royce O'Neal. Over those guys. I mean, he's probably the
Royce safest probably one. Is a little close. Royce is close. Royce has been good though. Lately. Yes. So I think they're close. But yeah, definitely over Thybulle. Definitely over Gallinari because Dorian Finney-Smith also gives you the threes, and that's pretty much what Gallinari gives you nowadays. Right. So Emmanuel Quickly, another player who has been dropped. I was actually surprised he was dropped in a lot of leagues after one bad game.
I guess it's just because he's a bench player. He's not starting, so when you look at the box score, he's not starting, and then he gets 3 points, 2 assists, and those numbers.
That's the bad game he had the other day.
Yeah, and then you would automatically think, oh, this guy's droppable in your head. You'll think that, and then maybe there's a hot free agent, or maybe you want to stream, and then he's the guy you think of dropping. And if you watch him, you'll understand why he's not really a must hold, because he's a heat check guy. He just takes so many bad shots.
All right, let's talk about the buy players versus the replacement guys, right?
Yeah,
Dorian Finney-Smith, definitely. I would say, are you gonna pick him over Simons?
Yes.
Over who else are the replacement guys?
Duarte? I'd pick Duarte over them. I'd rank Duarte as the best replacement guy, and then Simons Smith.
All right. Then Dorian Finney-Smith, and then Simons.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. How about Quickly?
I'd put Quickly behind all of those players. Right. Just so because
the last among all those.
Yeah, unless he gets to start finally,
I think Duarte is not available, so I don't think Duarte has not been available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah. Who else can you add there? Gallinari, but no, I'll put Gallinari even below them. So
yeah, there. Kenrich, Williams, some players we talked about yesterday.
No, below them.
Below Quickly.
Them. Yeah. Below Quickly. Dennis Smith Jr. Below Quickly. Right. I'd rather have Quickly than Dennis Smith Jr.
Okay, so Doug McDermott.
Yeah.
Is it just because Vassell has been out?
Keldon also is out. I don't know if he's going to be out, but that injury didn't look good. He tried to play through it again. I don't know why they tried to do that. But
do you pick McDermott over Gallinari? I'd rather pick Gallinari.
McDermott and Gallinari. For this week, McDermott. But
right. Overall, they have four more games.
Four versus one. So I'll pick McDermott there. And Keldon might be out sometime. I mean, Vassell is also out already. McDermott might get, 37, 38 minutes.
But so definitely, are you picking Simons over McDermott?
Yeah. I'm picking Simons.
The reason I'm asking these questions is because, you probably have just one slot to add a player, and you can't add all these replacement guys or these buy players. So if you have to pick.
Yeah, at this point, I'll pick Simons just because of the injury of McCollum. It really sounds bad. So given that, you would.
And he has shown he can produce the minutes. So I think it's just the injury. It's just that Simons is injured right now.
Mm,
and
yes.
That's, I guess, what's. keeping managers from adding him at this point. But he's game time decision. He might play the next game. So
I'll make predictions. I think Simons will play tomorrow. I think Harrison Barnes will play tomorrow. Even Harkless, I think, will play tomorrow. So those three, I think, will be ready. Even Nasir. I think Nasir will play also.
So do you pick Nasir over quickly?
Oh, well, that one. I'll probably pick quickly.
And McDermott?
Nasir over McDermott. McDermott is the last, I guess, last tier. It's just that this week, he gets a boost.
Yeah.
So after this week, you can drop him again.
For this week, do you pick him over Little Nasir?
Yeah, yeah.
In case Nasir plays.
Yes. Right. I
pick him. So you still have, you don't have to rush and get.
Especially with Nasir. Keldon's injury. I think that's big. Keldon's injury would affect, really give him a big boost.
Yep. And then some deep league ads, Talen Horton-Tucker and Nick Claxton. Nick Claxton has been,
popular
among some fantasy managers. I think still a wait and see for Nick Claxton, although he played a little better today.
Yeah.
So
we did mention him very early on. I don't know if that contributed. Are we that popular that when we say something, people follow us, or maybe they heard it somewhere?
But one thing is for sure, I have to give a shout out to Rock Vogrick, who messaged me last night, because remember we didn't have a quickie the other day, right? Tuesday. Was that Tuesday? Oh, Monday. Tuesday. Oh, no, Monday. Monday. We didn't have a quickie Monday.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I slept through the rendering and uploaded the quickie this morning. So last night, Rock messaged me and ask me where the quickies, in a nice way, of course, in a friendly way. He said he just got used to it. So we have to give him a shout out, Rock. Thanks for always listening and keeping us part of your day. Thanks.
Yeah,
for
maybe
that.
Try to advertise us, promote us in
school. He has been. I think he's been, he's been
Let's
recommending
talk about
us to Slovenia. That's why I have Luca in my list. By players first.
Yeah. Nick Claxton,
Talen Horton-Tucker, more deep league ads. Although Claxton has been slowly creeping up the popular ads list.
Not yet, I think. I should think not be yet.
18 team, maybe.
Maybe 18, 20 team leagues. You have to add him there already because, you'll not be able to get him. Right? You can't wait. But in the shallower leagues, 14, usually our listeners are in 14, 12 team leagues. No. You should not add him yet.
Those are the buy players, worry players. These are low-end worry players. But for me, I think we actually had him recommended as the drop. Really,
he looked bad. He just looks bad.
Well, in fairness to him, he had a okay stretch.
But
I think last week or a couple of weeks ago,
the mistakes he was doing a while ago was really, really bad.
Also, New York has been tinkering with their lineup a bit.
Yeah, I want to talk about that also. Yeah.
Mitch Robinson. Mm-hmm. I'm annoyed because I wasn't able to roster Mitch Robinson in my Roto League. And today he performed. Of all the days, I've been rostering him. He wasn't been too good. That's why I decided, let's sit him out for today. But he did a double-double and I needed those rebounds and blocks. But again, like I said, New York has been tinkering with their lineups a bit. They started Noel. Did they start?
They started Noel.
And
I actually found out about that news last night. Not formally, because they said that he was wearing the blue practice jersey, which is for starters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and someone said he's probably going to start. So I added him in some leagues. But if you really look at it closely, there really is not much difference for both of them, whether one starts or the other starts, because they share minutes almost equally.
And they're pretty much the same type of players.
I would say so. But
the other one's just older.
Yeah, the probably the biggest difference there is that Mitch actually plays better off the bench. Historically, he plays better, and I guess it's a motivation thing with him. When you bench him, it's just right?
I've been saying this even before. If you're playing off the bench, you're playing against the bench players of other teams, and Mitch Robinson is probably a borderline starter. That he's gonna be better than the rest of the guys in the second unit, right? So I think that helps a lot as well.
I would agree with that usually, but with Mitch, he's not really a talent kind of guy. He's an effort kind of guy. His stats usually should come from effort, and that's been one of the reasons why he's been in the doghouse sometimes of Tibbs because of the lack of effort, which he said was because of his conditioning. He's not in good conditioning. So maybe playing off the bench would help him in the sense that shorter stretches, and I guess with what you're saying, he's playing against weaker opponents.
Yeah.
So conditioning wise, he doesn't have to exert as much. So yeah, maybe that helps also.
Yeah. But for me,
so roster him.
I don't know if you're gonna drop him. Is he a drop?
Yes. I mean, okay. I dropped him in 12. We're talking 12. We're talking 12 team leagues. I dropped him. I'm not
14. Still a hold.
I'm holding him in 14 though. So yeah. that's my answer. I drop in 12, I hold him in 14.
I have him in an 18 team, so obviously I'm gonna hold.
Yeah,
him
obviously there. You hold.
Jalen Brunson, another player who's low end type of player, but was really good early in the season. Yeah. Really, really good. But he was starting then. Is he still starting now?
No, he's off the bench. But again, they have a back to back. We don't know Kristaps. Luca, I don't know if both of them will play. So just hold Brunson. He's okay. He's okay. Just had a bad game. And
Luca's, I think not yet 100% here. Yes. So obviously, if he's going to be like the handcuff for Luca, because he's good he's going to be good without Luca. Carmelo Anthony, I'm not sure, just a low end worry if you need, if you're still holding on to him. There are a lot of stats that other players can give you that Melo can give you as well. So you might just want to add. Would you pick Simons over Melo?
Yes.
All right. See.
Easily. There you go. Melo, no threes for three of the past four games, and shooting wise, been
get
struggling.
Get McDermott.
Well, drop Melo. No.
This week.
Well, McDermott has four more games. Melo has three more games.
Has Melo been good? Has he been bad? I think he hasn't been good for a few weeks now.
Not a few weeks. Maybe 1 week.
2 weeks?
Almost
2 weeks.
The past four games has been bad. But his help in rebounds, he's been helping in some other stats. If it's McDermott, I'll choose Carmelo. If it's McDermott. But the other substitute players, replacement players, I'll pick them over Carmelo.
All right, so Melo in that tier, Melo over McDermott. All right, let's talk about the feel-good player and
Luca.
Yeah, let's talk about Luca. We haven't really talked about Luca as much, right?
Man. Yeah.
Well, we aren't as high on Luca, to be honest, even before the start. Although, of course, but one thing missing from Luca are the wow stats, right?
Yes.
That's what Luca has always had, right? And that's why he's very popular with his fan base. And because he can give you a game or two games in a week wherein he would really wow you with the triple doubles. I think that's what we're missing here with Luca this season.
He's kind of like Harden in that sense, that the scoring has gone down. Although the assists and rebounds are still there, it isn't, as you said, wow, like 15 assists, 16, 15 rebounds. Not those kinds. He gets triple-doubles, but the normal kind, I guess.
The lower-end ones.
Yes. And we know he doesn't get defensive stats. He doesn't get defensive stats. He doesn't get... doesn't shoot free throws well. That's why I put him in a feel-good today. 7 of 8 free throws is always a win for Luca. Now, maybe this is a feel good with the worry component combined, because yeah, when I heard Reggie Miller say it a while ago, yeah, he does look big. And then the posts came out that he is 260 pounds. So, I mean, that's not good. I don't know if that's intentional.
Well, depends. Who are you going to compare him to? If you're going to compare him to Zion, that's good.
Zion is 330 pounds.
Yeah, that's it.
So Luka
that's
is
good. But if you're going to compare him to other players in his range, maybe that's not as good.
Maybe Luka is saying like Giannis bulked up. People said, wow. So maybe I can bulk up also. But his bulking up is a little bit of the fats, not the muscles. Sorry, Rock.
Jokic bulked up. Level.
Yeah, but that's worrisome. Maybe I'm just speculating that maybe the ankles, the problem with the ankles have something to do with that. I mean, not spraining the ankle, that's a fluke kind of thing, but the recovery.
Because, he probably has limited workouts, doesn't do, you know, a lot of lifting or any, you know, conditioning work because of the ankles, right? I mean, it's different when you injure your hand versus your feet, right? So it's true. In the legs or in the feet, you can't do conditioning, you can't do a lot of things. So yeah, maybe that contributes to it. But, you know, if you look at the positive side, despite that, he's still okay. He's still, you know, giving you good numbers. At least the counting stats are still good. And today he had a triple-double, right, today?
Almost. I think almost a triple-double. Right. So there are only three games today, so the standards for feel-good was a little low. So we got
the others really did well. Derek White Tatum. Did really well.
Tatum
played well. Yeah. So, and the trio, the Lakers trio,
playing better,
having more chemistry and, you know, knowing their roles more. But that also means, I think, it's a little less usage on Anthony Davis. That's what I noticed on this.
Agreed.
So the, you know, the three steals, four blocks type of games might not be as consistent.
No, actually, that might be what we could hope for from Anthony Davis. I mean, he doesn't take a lot of shots anyway. So maybe, hopefully, he gets the steals and the blocks and the rebounds, which he did today, 16.
Yeah. Then two the steals, rebounds, two the rebounds, you know, should be good. The scoring.
Shaq said. Shaq said if he had seven at the halftime, he said if he had 7 points on, I think, seven attempts only or four attempts by halftime, his uncle Joseph would beat him and really hurt him. I mean, saying, I guess, you know, talking about Anthony Davis, like, come on, man, you can't have 7 points at the half and only take how many attempts? You have to be more aggressive. I mean, Shaq has been doing this, has been, you know, challenging the bigs, usually younger bigs. And I agree. I mean, he's the biggest guy and he's too passive. Too passive.
Yeah. So there. That's the feel-good players of today. And that's it for our daily fantasy quickie for on this Wednesday night here in Manila, Philippines. And tomorrow we have a full slate.
13
lots
games.
Lots of games and lots of players. So you have to pick the players. Usually, how do you roster your players? Do you roster it based on the, you know, opponents or?
No. I mean, usually.
Just play the top players.
Yeah, you play the top players. And then by the time, it depends on your roster. If you really have strong team, then that will be harder. But if you have top heavy and everything, that's easier.
Yeah, if you have a strong team, you just play the top players, right?
Yeah, I play the top players. And then if there's other players that are not as good, I look at the matchups.
Yeah,
or my matchups, I mean, the matchup of those players, if it's good or bad, depends. Like this one is early on the week, so it's tough to look at the matchups of your personal matchup. Because
or it's hard to look on which stats you want to focus on.
Yeah, it's still early. But if you have a plan, you have studied your opponents very well, then you have categories you already pinpointed, then you use that as the basis.
But to be honest, the easiest way is just play your top players. I mean,
yes.
You can't go wrong. I mean, you overthink them, yeah. And then you sit down one of your top players. I mean, when I say top players, like your top, if you have 9 or 10 players that are being rostered, you play your top 9 or 10 guys.
Yeah.
Your best 9 or 10, regardless of the matchups, because if you sit one of them, you regret it when they suddenly give you the numbers that you need. Like, you know, Mitch Robinson today. I sat him. although it's not a full slate, but it's a roto league. So I just chose not to play him. And just stupid of me to... What's more stupid than that?
What?
I played Dwight Howard. Because I thought he was going to start.
No, that's bad. I mean, he hasn't started for the past 2 games, I think. He started one game only. And then he didn't start. They started small. They
noticed that. They started small. Anyway, that's just the way it is. Mistakes. And gotta move on. All right. That's it for our Daily Fantasy Quickie. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye.